Today is day two of Senate hearings for the U.S. Attorney General, U.S. Attorney General designate Loretta Lynch. The Attorney General oversees many familiar agencies of law enforcement, among them the Drug Enforcement Agency, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Lynch will also take the helm, if confirmed, of a giant domestic surveillance program, the details of which are just becoming public. According to recently released documents from a Wall Street Journal investigation, the DEA uses cameras to scan millions of license plates into a database that can locate vehicles and help the DEA track and seize cars, cash, and other assets. Gary Hale helped design this program. He spent 10 years as the head of intelligence for the DEA's Houston office. Gary, welcome.
Good to be here. Thanks for the invite.
First of all, let's talk about how technology is being used to monitor vehicles as part of the DEA's enforcement strategy.
Yeah, probably in around 2002, as I recall, that's the about the time that we started looking into establishing a license plate reader program for vehicles coming north from the U.S.-Mexico border. So we collaborated with the U.S. Border Patrol to install cameras at their checkpoints to help them in their mission, which is to enforce the immigration laws and also to gather information about suspected drug traffickers that were transiting the highways northbound.
Does that technology, net American citizens and anybody who's driving a car in this fishing expedition to see what is being done with vehicles as they move north?
Yes, it captures photographs of license plates and drivers that are stopping at the checkpoints on the northbound direction, and then license plates of vehicles on the southbound. It's not so much a fishing expedition as it is a very targeted methodology by which to track suspect vehicles. Now, from one point of view, if you say, well, it's a fishing expedition because it's capturing everybody that goes through, you could argue that. But on the other hand, there's very specific license plates that are being sought by the database that is attached to this camera system, so that you're looking for very specific license plates because of prior information about their criminal activity.
But when we were raised in the United States, it seems to me that the principle was that the government was not supposed to spy on its own citizens, that that was prohibited by the CIA. We went through the whole Watergate period to basically establish that principle. And now here again, it's being violated. I don't care what the legal justification is, but do you get that sense?
No, because there's different laws that govern different government activities. And when you start talking about the CIA being involved in this activity, it's a totally different animal because that's a foreign counterintelligence. The CIA's mission is outside of the United States. This activity is a law enforcement activity. It's not an espionage activity, and it's targeted against criminals. So it's very specific. And then with regard to the legality of it, you have to take in consideration that a person's license plate on a vehicle is in the public domain.
Right.
So anyone can see it.
So if I gave you a license plate number, how quickly could you figure out where that vehicle has been in the last 4 hours?
If that vehicle license plate pops up in the network somewhere, then the system alerts you and it says ABC123 is in wherever your camera system may be employed, let's say at a particular Border Patrol checkpoint, or it's in San Antonio, Texas, or wherever it may be.
Gary Hale, do you believe that this technology and this capability will be enhanced after U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch is confirmed as Attorney General, that this is definitely moving forward?
It can go either way. The current administration is a little more cautious about these Big Brother type of programs. So I would expect that the current administration would be a little more cautious about expanding this kind of a program.
Gary Hale, DEA intelligence analyst for 31 years, spent 10 years as head of intelligence for the DEA's Houston office. He's now a non-resident fellow for drug policy at Rice University's Baker Institute for Drug Policy. Gary, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome. It's a pleasure to be here with you.